Hi, this is Joyce Grant, one of the co-founders of TeachingKidsNews.com. Thanks for joining us for this week's Story Behind the Story, and it's about Dr. Donna Strickland, a Canadian scientist who won the Nobel Prize for Physics, so one of the biggest prizes in the world. And the impetus for this is that kids need to be able to see themselves in the news. They need to be able to see the possibilities. And Donna Strickland is such an incredible scientist. We introduced lasers a little bit because even though you may not fully understand exactly what she won the prize for, and frankly, I don't either, and I don't know many people who will fully understand it. If we did, we'd be winning the Nobel Prize ourselves. But you don't need to understand everything about lasers and pulses. If you want and you're teaching a science class, you can take it in that direction and that's great and you can teach more about that. But really this is about somebody who has made an incredible achievement, has dedicated her life to science and learning, and it paid off. Paid off in many ways, but also the Nobel Prize. The other thing is, I want kids to know about the Nobel Prize because this comes up. There's the Peace Prize, and then there's the many prizes for literature, science, all of the different branches. And it's something that they're going to have all their life. They're going to know about it. And when it comes up in the news, then they'll know what it is. And that's kind of a cool thing. I love setting these foundations. The thing that I want to mention too is that we moved the prize, $1.28 million, way up in the story. It's in the fifth paragraph. And the reason for that is because kids love to learn that. They like to hear that somebody's won a prize, but it's very cool to hear that they've won all this money as well. And sometimes if you want to follow up, many times the people who win these prizes put it back into the community somehow or dedicate it into research. So those are kind of nice follow-up stories too. Anyway, hope you enjoyed this great article written by Monique Conrad. She's our science writer, and she's fantastic. And I hope you do leave a comment on our Facebook page or follow us on Twitter. And please spread the news about Teaching Kids News. Thanks.